Unit 1. Actions speak louder than words. A. Communication and fluency. A. Listen and read.
Good morning, neighbour. What a beautiful day it is. Oh, hi, Peter. Yes, well, it is very nice, but it's so hot. Ah, you are not a fan of the heat? I don't mind it so much when I'm on holiday, but when I have to get the stuffy bus to work each day, then it's not quite as much fun. Yes, I can imagine. It's nice to have a proper summer for once, though. Yes, although it does make you wonder. I mean, I heard on the news yesterday that this year's temperatures are the highest ever recorded in our area. Wow, that's incredible! I didn't realise it had gotten that hot. Apparently so. There is even talk of a water ban. When was the last time it rained? I didn't think it had been that long. 6 weeks since any proper rain. I heard that some of the local farms have lost a lot of their crops because it's been so dry. Well, that's not so good. I hadn't thought about the consequences of such a long dry summer. I know. It's nice to see the sun a bit more, but it's messing with our ecosystem. I know a lot of people still don't believe it exists, but this must be pretty obvious evidence of the effects of global warming. Definitely. You can see it all over the world, too. Pretty much everywhere is experiencing higher temperatures and drier conditions. I watched a program on TV last week about the Arctic and a family of polar bears. They couldn't get across to the area where they normally hunt during the summer anymore because so much of the ice had melted, and the only way to get there was to swim, but it was too far and dangerous. It's so sad. Presumably, if nothing changes, then it will just get worse each year as well. Perhaps we should organise a town meeting, talk about conserving water, and see what we can do to try and raise awareness about global warming. I think that's a great idea, Peter. It's time to stop just worrying and to take action for a change.